சுவீரியம் கரவாவகை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மாவிர்விஷாவகை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.
நிஷாந்த் பிரதர்ஸ், 28-32.
யதா நதீனாம் பஹவோம்பு வேகாஹ, யதா நதீனாம் பஹவோம்பு வேகாஹ, சமுத்ரமேவா சமுத்ரமேவா விமுகா த்ரவந்தி, சமுத்ரமேவா விமுகா த்ரவந்தி, ததா தவாமி நரலோக வீராஹ, ததா தவாமி நரலோக வீராஹ, விஷந்தி வக்த்ராண்யபி விஜ்வலந்தே, விஷந்தி வக்த்ராண்யபி விஜ்வலந்தே. யதா நதீனாம் பஹவோம்பு வேகாஹ, சமுத்ரமேவா விமுகா த்ரவந்தி, யதா தவாமி நரலோக வீராஹ, விஷந்தி வக்த்ராண்யபி விஜ்வலந்தி. யதா ப்ரதீப்தம் ஜ்வலனம் பதங்கா, யதா ப்ரதீப்தம் ஜ்வலனம் பதங்கா, விஷந்தி நாஷாய சமுத்ர வேகாஹ, விஷந்தி நாஷாய சமுத்ர வேகாஹ, ததைவ நாஷாய விஷந்தி லோகாஹ, ததைவ நாஷாய விஷந்தி லோகாஹ, தவாபி வக்த்ராணி சமுத்ர வேகாஹ, தவாபி வக்த்ராணி சமுத்ர வேகாஹ, யதா ப்ரதீப்தம் ஜ்வலனம் பதங்கா, விஷந்தி நாஷாய சமுத்ர வேகாஹ, ததைவ நாஷாய விஷந்தி லோகாஹ, தவாபி வக்த்ராணி சமுத்ர வேகாஹ. லேலிஹ்யதே க்ரதனம் ரஸமானஸ் ஸமந்தாத், லேலிஹ்யதே க்ரதமானஸ் ஸமந்தாத், லோகான் ஸமக்ராந் வதனைஸ்வலத்பிஹி, லோகான் ஸமக்ராந் வதனைஸ்வலத்பிஹி. தேஜோபிராபூய ஜகத் ஸமக்ரம், தேஜோபிராபூய ஜகத் ஸமக்ரம், வாசஸ்தவோக்ரா ப்ரதபத்தி விஷ்ணோ, வாசஸ்தவோக்ரா ப்ரதபத்தி விஷ்ணோ. லேலிஹ்யதே க்ரதமானஸ் ஸமந்தாத், லோகாத் ஸமக்ராந் வதனைஸ்வலத்பிஹி. தேஜோபிராபூய ஜகத் ஸமக்ரம், வாசஸ்தவோக்ரா ப்ரதபத்தி விஷ்ணோ. ஆக்யாஹி மே கோவக பவானுக்ரூபஹ, ஆக்யாஹி மே கோ பவானுக்ரூபஹ, நமோஸ்து தே தேவ வர ப்ரசீத, நமஸ்து தே தேவ வர ப்ரசீத. விஜ்ஞாதுமிச்சாமி பவந்த மாத்யம், விஜ்ஞாதுமிச்சாமி பவந்த மாத்யம், நஹி ப்ரஜானாமி தவ ப்ரவ்ருத்திம், நஹி ப்ரஜானாமி தவ ப்ரவ்ருத்திம். ஆக்யாஹி மே கோ பவானுக்ரூபஹ, நமோஸ்து தே தேவ வர ப்ரசீத. விஜ்ஞாதுமிச்சாமி பவந்த மாத்யம், நஹி ப்ரஜானாமி தவ ப்ரவ்ருத்திம். ஸ்ரீ பகவான் உவாச, ஸ்ரீ பகவான் உவாச, காலோஸ்மி லோகக்ஷய கிருத் ப்ரவ்ருத்தஹ, காலோஸ்மி லோகக்ஷய கிருத் ப்ரவ்ருத்தஹ, லோகான் சமாஹ துமிஹ ப்ரவ்ருத்தஹ, லோகான் சமாஹ துமிஹ ப்ரவ்ருத்தஹ. ஹ்ருதேபி த்வாம் ந பவிஷ்யந்தி சர்வே, ஹ்ருதேபி த்வாம் ந பவிஷ்யந்தி சர்வே, ஏவஸ்தி தாப்ரத்யநீகேஷு யோதாஹ, ஏவஸ்தி தாப்ரத்யநீகேஷு யோதாஹ. லோகாலோஸ்மி லோகக்ஷய கிருத் ப்ரவ்ருத்தஹ, லோகான் சமாஹ துமிஹ ப்ரவ்ருத்தஹ, ஹ்ருதேபி த்வாம் ந பவிஷ்யந்தி சர்வே, ஏவஸ்தி தாப்ரத்யநீகேஷு யோதாஹ.
verses 27, 20, sorry, 26 and 27. It's mentioned here that Arjuna is seeing the sons of Dhritarashtra and the host of kings, Bhishma, Drona, Dhritarashtra, which is Karna, along with other warrior chiefs, going into Lord's mouth, the Vishwarupa. It's talking about their end, the death. With a terrible task, fearful to behold, the form, the Ugra Rupa, is terrifying. Arjuna is not able to see it. They hurriedly enter. They are as if they are in urgency, they are entering. Some are seen sticking in the gaps between the teeth with their heads pulverized. See, all this is poetically mentioned. First of all, the visual Rupa itself is what basically trying to say is the inner perception. When the mind stops from going extrovertedly and starts moving inward, you gather subtler experience. But all these experiences are at the mind level. Nothing to do with the truth. Truth is even beyond all this. And we must understand that the world is nothing but the truth manifest. In Vedanta, God is explained first from the known to the unknown. God is a term which is unknown to us. So you cannot talk about it in equally unknown terms. It's not going to take us anywhere. So, firstly, they say this world is God. It's like a person who's seen snake where there is rope. He doesn't know anything about rope. So first they say the snake that you are seeing is rope. Then you should not understand the snake to be rope. Therefore they say the underlying principle is rope, not the superimposed image snake. Then you will only understand rope with reference to snake. You don't understand that rope is having an independent existence which has got nothing to do with snake. Therefore they say it is even beyond. So, Kshara, Akshara, Uttama Purusha. In three levels it's explained. It's beautifully explained in the 15th chapter. So, first, the world itself is God. So here, Arjuna is seeing Vishwarupa, the entire universe is God. The whole thing is pervaded by God. There's no gap, there's only God, that's what it means. If you are seeing anything else other than God, it's an illusion. It is nothing but the tricks of your mind and senses. That's all it is. It's like there is only clay. But we are seeing a variety. Right? You made a lot of pots. Varieties of pots. Same clay. But you are seeing the various pots, not the clay. But when you start seeing the clay, it is Vishwarupa Darshan. So there, he is also explaining with reference to time, with reference to causation, with reference to space. The world is nothing but time, space, causation. The entire space is pervaded by you, firstly. And within that, the causation is also spoken. You see in these words, causation is also spoken. All these people are hurriedly entering. What do you mean by hurriedly entering? What is the urgency? The karma that they have done is giving them that urgency and they are taken towards their own death. It is not that there is somebody decided that these people will die on this date. Everything that is happening in this universe is happening as per cause and effect. You may not know the cause. You may not be able to connect the cause and effect properly. When you do not know the cause, when the cause is unknown and the effect is positive, you call it luck or fortunate. Right? When the cause is unknown, and the effect is negative, you say unfortunate, or fate, or destiny. So what Vedanta says is, there is a cause for everything. You do not know. So there is no such thing as luck. There is no such thing as ill luck. They say, no, fortune favors the brave. Brave means one who works. So everything that happens to you happens as per your cause. So these Kauravas have been given enough chance. Isn't it? You must understand the symbolism of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu with four arms has four equipment in his hands. One is Padma, lotus. Other is Shankh, the conch. The other is Chakra, the wheel. And then Mace, Gada. Isn't it? What it symbolizes is, the self within is the ultimate peace. So, showing that Padma, he's saying your goal in life is to get to there, get to that. But what do? We give into our desires. And sometimes knowingly we give in. It becomes so difficult for us to control our desires. And the moment desire enters, what happens? Your peace goes for a toss. Agitation starts. Whether you achieve it or you do not achieve it. All along, will I get it, will I get it? I don't know, maybe, maybe not, agitation. And once I get it, I don't know whether it will stay with me permanently. When is it going to leave? Right? And if you don't get it, that's the end of it. So, desire means agitation. If you don't keep it under control. So, we do not follow the way of the self. The way of the self is not to follow your desires blindly. Swadharma, Lord Krishna has already said, find out what your Swadharma is. Dedicate that Swadharma for the welfare of the world. That's all. Whatever it may be, singing, dancing, talking, playing, dedicate it for a larger cause. Work as an instrument, as an ambassador of the totality. World is not designed depending on you. You understand? So therefore just simply function. That's the whole idea. But why happens? Instead of saying thy will be done, we start saying my will be done. All our desires is not working, working, working. And then the karma accumulates. So therefore the warning comes. First warning. Gada. Nostril shocks. Something happens. Something comes, some nonsense shock of life. Then also we do not understand. So what happens? In fact, before the gada comes, this is conch. Conch is
warning.
Basically, conscience pricking. We don't heed to that. Then gada comes. Gada also, he has no grass. We don't learn from that also. So then finally, chakra. Basically, he is talking about cause and effect. In other words, by talking about this, he is trying to say, I am the one who is behind all these laws functioning meticulously. All these laws are functioning meticulously, like if there is traffic constable on the road, everybody is waiting for the signal to turn green. And if the traffic constable is really strict, everybody is behind their door. Isn't it? So what does that show? When the laws are being meticulously followed in the world, it only shows there is an order. And that is me. And as per their karma, that is me, doesn't mean I am putting them into the gallows. As per their karma, they are rushing.
And he is also talking with us into time, that is future. He's saying, Arjuna is already seeing the future. And Arjuna has not grown to that level to be able to see the future. Because if you see the future, see future and past, you must have grown, you must have matured mentally, you must have grown spiritually, then you will be able to take it. Otherwise you cannot.
Remember, in some other context I mentioned this. Swami Chinmayananda is known for his humor, you know. So somebody asked him in one of the question answer session, Swamiji, why is it that we don't remember all our past? You know, it would be nice if we can remember all our past. He said, for your good and my good, he said. What do you mean? Just like that he said. Just in case if you, supposing you remember your past, and supposing in your past, I was the one who eloped with your wife. Will you be sitting listening to my lecture now? You know, very, unless, you cannot take it. You need to have done some sort of tapas to be able to take. Otherwise you cannot. So that apohanam, where he said apohanam is me. That apohanam means forgetfulness. It's good. Isn't it? So, Arjuna is not able to take the future. He is seeing them going to death. What it means is, whether Arjuna you fight, you do not fight, they will meet with their enemy. The whole thing is, this is what Lord Krishna is trying to communicate to Arjuna by showing him the future. You see, you are saying, I will not fight, how can I kill? As if you don't do, the whole thing will stop. This is the problem, this is the crack, this is the Gita, nothing else. Your life will turn into a beautiful music sung by Lord Krishna. Your life will convert itself into a Bhagavad Gita, song sung by Lord. That's what it means. Bhagavad Gita means celestial song. The life will be a celestial song if the I dissolves or dilutes. The more and more I is there, the life will start becoming a jarring note. So by learning Bhagavad Gita, you don't have to memorize and repeat. It will automatically happen, it's okay. This is not the idea. The idea is how much your I has shrunk. I told you. There is a movie named Honey, I Shrunk My Kids. You must watch that movie. You can together also watch it. It's an amazing movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
You can learn a lot from that movie. You know, it's amazing. It's just amazing. If you actually see, with reference to the universe, we are like that. But we are thinking, it's amazing how man thinks. Everything is designed for him, for her, his sake or her sake. A lot of people who ruthlessly kill and eat for just for their talent, they are the same. These are all created for man. You understand how as if the world is created for man. It's amazing. And because of this, we have converted the world in this way. So, he is trying to say, Arjuna, already they are gone, man. Means in the world, everything happens as per the karma. How much chance was given to them? How many chances were given to them? Isn't it? Krishna first came as an emissary. Nothing doing. Not only nothing doing, they tried to arrest Krishna. He dug a pit under the throne on which Krishna was supposed to sit. So that if he goes and sits, he falls into the pit and he can be present in there. Krishna came out of that. It was a warning. Duryodhana was playing with fire. He wouldn't listen. Isn't it? This is what happens. When the I and me takes over, we will behave like this. You will not listen to anybody.
especially when you are successful. When you are successful, everything that you do, like they say, no, Midas touch, turns into gold. Mm-hmm. So you think, you know,
anybody who went to Middle East in 70s and started steel business would have made a lot of money. I know a gentleman who is he's from our ashram actually. He studied in my classes in Dubai, Abu Dhabi. Then he went to Qatar, then he took me to Qatar to lecture. Then he joined the ashram to study 3 years course. And then after completing that,
he wanted to prove to the world, because he already was in that field, you know. He wanted to prove to the world that Vedanta can help to make them materially success also.
So he said, instead of me going and teaching immediately, I want to start a business and show to the world. I'm just saying this in the context, you know, just came in the context. He started in 2005. It's a simple investment of about 10 lakh rupees. So the business was started in Dubai. 1 million rupees. Now he's worth few hundreds of crores in 11 years. This is a true story. I'm not building up. You understand? And half of the time he lives in the ashram. He's not living in Dubai. Business is now put in a cruise mode, you know. It's running. It goes in control. So why I'm saying this is, he in this context, you know, I'm going to say this. We're talking about steel business in Dubai, 1970s. So his business in 2005, when he started, he was selling me this time in the ashram.
Petrol price was something like $125. So his business is related to petrol, engineering, the petroleum companies, he has to supply the valves and stuff. $125. Now, it's only $25, not bad. Even now his business is surviving, doing well, but the difficult times. No? So, during success, things are not good.
Be careful. So the I, this is what happened to us. I will not fight. I cannot kill them. What do you mean you cannot kill them? They are killed. See the future, man. I said, you are the one who is running this universe. This is the feeling we get, isn't it? Especially today you will see in the TV. Mm-hmm. News channels are going to show. We'll be showing right now, we are sitting in class, all the election results. If you're not careful, you think you are the Caesar of Caesars. But be careful, it's just that. I am saying, they're already gone. They're entering hurriedly, because they have done that kind of karma.
Right? So time, space, causation, with reference to all that he is showing you.
Simply what? Do what you are supposed to do. That's all. Actually it's so simple. But it's the most difficult thing. Why?
Become doer instead of
mind goes in all directions. If I tell you to sit down quietly for 5 minutes, you cannot, because the mind goes everywhere. Basically, it's the mind that's going everywhere. That's the problem. It needs to be brought to focus. You bring it to focus, you can be successful, peaceful, stress-free, everything. But we have played with mind from childhood so much that now it's a conflagration. We are therefore having a difficulty. So simply Arjuna is being told by Lord Krishna, see their thing, and then they don't get excited, I will not. As if you are. So basically he is trying to make him understand through this visual perception.
So with reference to space, Bhagavan fills the space.
With reference to cause, he is the ordinary. With reference to time, he is the one who is behind that also. You understand that, you will simply understand that I am part of the manifestation from the superficial level. From the deeper level, I am the Atma. But from the superficial level, as Arjuna, I am only manifested being, which is part of time-space tradition. Simply play my role here.
And I play it in such a way that the existing vasanas also dissolve, so that I become one with Paramatma.
That should be my idea.
Not gather more and more vasanas.
The more spiritual you become, the less baggage you will carry. How do you know whether you are more spiritual? There are a lot of other kind of signs. First of all, your baggage will reduce. Mental baggage. You will become original thinker. And you will become self-sufficient. All these are the signs of spiritual growth. You will be responsible without sense of responsibility. You will be childlike and not childish. What is growing up? We grow up or we call ourselves grown up. What has happened is, we continue to be childish, but we have lost the childlike. It should be the other way. Why? Why do we say we are continuing to be childish? What is childishness? A child is having a teddy bear. You pull the teddy bear to the child. What will the child do? Bring the whole house down. You are holding on to some other object. Which is your teddy bear. If that is pulled from you, you will bring the whole house down. Only thing that you have done is replace that toy.
Nothing else has happened. You replace the toys. But there was something else with the child, which was called as innocence. That innocence is gone. Now the innocence is gone. The childishness is retained. And we call this as growth. This is not growth.
The innocence should be retained. Childishness should grow. That is growing up. Child has no eye. You ask children, who's done this work? Mala has done this work. Child's name is Mala. And child will say Mala. Address herself in third person. Like not this.
And then we say, no, no, you don't have to say Mala. You have to say, I have done this work. That's what you teach the child.
Exactly. Same thing Ramkita says in his lecture. He says Rama says. You think Rama says he's quoting somebody. He's talking about himself. Looking at yourself as a third person, that's called objectivity. When it happens to third person, are you getting affected? Are you getting excited? If you are able to look at yourself as a third person, you will also not get excited. You will also not get involved. Arjuna was not able to look at himself on the objectively point of view.
Therefore what happened? He got involved. My uncle is there, my grandfather is there, my this is there, my daddy is there, he got involved.
And therefore he said, I will not do it, I cannot do it. What he's doing, when you see that disparity, automatically what happens? Humility comes. Automatically humility comes. Isn't it? Few failures, humility comes. So, that humility and surrender is becoming deeper and deeper in Arjuna. When you understand this subject with the same feeling, it should happen to you. That means you have been traveling with Arjuna. You must see the change that happens in Arjuna. And that should happen in you. If it's not happening, then you are not studying Gita.
Then you are just going through Gita.
Going through Gita will not help you. You know, like in the West, they have some of the theme parks. Somebody was telling me in UK they have Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they go there, Harry Potter studio, whatever you call it. They have this, all these body shows and all that. So when you go in that, you are actually traveling with the Harry Potter fellow. I mean, playing in that, what do you call that? Comb and
all.
Broomstick and all. You are also flying. They give you the experience. That's what they call as 4D, right? The experience you get. Other thing is, you sit and watch the Harry Potter
movie
moving on the broomstick.
Yeah.
When you do this, you are playing.
They give you that experience for a while. That experience you should get, otherwise it's of no use.
That's the idea. You must visualize that visual, you must visualize it from the point of view of time, space and consciousness. Then understand. Then compare it and contrast it with your own experiences, with your everything that's going around. Then you see what is trying to say, that relative insignificance of a great human being like Arjuna. Not to talk about us. If Arjuna's resume is given to you, you will say one of the best, including his output. Except for us 14 years or whatever. You understand? You say, what a fantastic horoscope. Everything is great about it. Such a great, excellent human being is taken as an example
to convey the message. Even in his case, it is nothing. Then what a B
for that reason. You and me. So that's what he's trying to say here. Even you with such a great resume, not needed. Without you, the world can still run. You are sent for a purpose. Do it and get out. Similarly, you should not think that you are indispensable. Nor will you run anything in life, whether it's family or business. People should not become indispensable. In such a way you should not, that's the art. What should anybody be doing? That is the art. But when we run our life, we become dependent. Many businesses like that. They become dependent on somebody. So once you learn this, you learn that art. You'll be there with all humility, you treat everybody, but nobody becomes indispensable. Next verse. Verse 28.
Yata nadinam bahavombu vegaha. Yata nadinam bahavombu vegaha.
samudra neva vimukha dravanti tata tavami naraloka viraha tata tavami naraloka viraha vishanti vakranyadi vijvalanti vishanti vakranyadi vijvalanti yada nadina bahavo vegaha samudra neva vimukha dravanti tata tavami naraloka viraha vishanti vakranyadi vijvalanti.
As the many torrents of rivers rush towards the ocean alone, so do these heroes in the world of men enter your blazing mouths. The goal of rivers is to enter the ocean. Finally everything enters the ocean. They are all rushing. So much is being done. For what? To enter? Same way, all these people around, Dhritarashtra and all these hosts of kings, Bhishma, Drona, everybody, he's giving an example of comparing. They are also now rushing towards the
ocean.
Bhagavan, meaning their end, the death. That's all he's saying here. So do these heroes in the world, rushing where? To become zero. So do these heroes in the world of men enter your blazing mouth. Remember what? I don't know this. Somebody said this is Baba, somebody said Alexander, doesn't matter who said. One of them are very teacher. He was very, he said, please leave my hands off. The world understands that I said.
Okay.
In other words, this in-between period, from womb to tomb, becomes just a greedy acquisition period. And we have no idea for what we are doing. Isn't it? Just a greedy acquisition. Whether it is material or emotional relationships or knowledge, just acquisition. That's all we do. The gross as a person, it will be materialistic acquisition. Subtler may be knowledge. Is it like just to apply? So ultimately what is going to happen? Everybody is going to enter that blazing fire of death. So when we live here, what determines that we led a human life, not an animal life? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. Otherwise, why do we call ourselves human? What is the difference between human and animal? So that is what Sri Krishna is telling Arjuna here. Be a human being. Don't be an animal. Like a dog trying to protect the young ones because it's attached, you know. Don't be like that. Rise. Even if it's your own kith and kin, but they're on the wrong side, you should be able to deliver justice. This is a human. You have to rise above his or her emotions. Not being bogged down by personal emotions. Isn't it? Then you are a human being. So that's what he is trying to say here. Even the heroes of the world. Who are heroes today? Who remembers the heroes of a few years ago? Now? No. In other words, everything is passing. Death is the greatest equalizer. It equalizes everywhere. Isn't it? It equalizes everywhere. So therefore he says, be on the ground. while you are living here, live for a purpose and deliver that purpose. Don't live for just your personal joy. When you start living like that, then even small little things will be great joy. Remember that poem, Pineapple and the Bee, the last few lines. Dear delights are often such exposed to view but not to touch. The sight our foolish heart inflames, we long for pineapples and grapes. The hopeless wish one cut, one looks and lingers. Come and take them. The hopeless wish one looks and lingers, one breaks that laugh and cuts his fingers. Let us take them. Tries to say, okay, tell her, let me take a chance. I've got powerful lawyers. What's your name? She is there, the lawyer is there.
A hero.
Cut his finger. That's what it means. They who truth and wisdom lead can gather honey from the wheat. Truth and wisdom. If till then you have not let that lie, let's start now. Nothing is wasted. Otherwise, what is the meaning of studying for the Guru? And you will start tasting that great sense of peace. And once you taste that great sense of peace and self-worth, you will understand there is nothing that is equivalent to that. But you want to have a taste of it.
Till then, you have not tasted it. Therefore,
you will still be playing the game of desire. That's the problem. We got to play the game of happiness, not the game of desire. And we don't know what it is. And the game of happiness is truth and wisdom. Be strong in that moment. It won't be irritating in the beginning, but it's very rewarding. The other one is extremely irritating in the beginning, but it's unbelievably true in the end. So therefore, he's saying, so do the heroes in the world of men. They are also through their own karma. Hari Jin. I think they cannot wait. That much of nonsense they are doing. So they are basically what? Getting their end sooner. Anyway, everybody will get there. But somebody makes it faster. By their own karma.
यता प्रदीप्तं ज्वलनं पतंगा यता प्रदीप्तं ज्वलनं पतंगा विशन्ति नाशाय समृद्ध वेगाः विशन्ति नाशाय समृद्ध वेगाः तथैव नाशाय विशन्ति लोकाः तथैव नाशाय विशन्ति लोकाः तवापि वक्त्राणि समृद्ध वेगाः तवापि वक्त्राणि समृद्ध वेगाः यता प्रदीप्तं ज्वलनं पतंगा विशन्ति नाशाय समृद्ध वेगाः तथैव नाशाय विशन्ति लोकाः तवापि वक्त्राणि समृद्ध वेगाः
Another example is as moth with great speed enters into the brilliant fire for destruction. This is the problem. Sita saw the golden deer. It's attractive. Moth sees the fire. It's attractive. But the Sita class is not attractive.
The
drums and all that is not there. So what they are doing nowadays, some people, they are putting drums and all that also. See, instead of pulling them to your side, you are being pulled to their side. In the name of, of course you got to keep pace with time. But there is a thin line to be drawn. The idea is to pull them to your not in the Vishal, you are getting pulled to that side.
That's the best example of Gulshan Kumar.
Hmm?
So the best example is of Gulshan Kumar, who started the T-series and then all the bhajans, he got it with all the latest Hindi numbers, and all the bhajans were synchronized according to the latest Bollywood numbers, and everyone was like at least learning the bhajan.
Yeah.
This is what, you know, slowly, slowly it happens. Like Swamiji says, I don't stay in any city more than 5 days and I go to the lectures. Because chances are you change me after 5 days. It puts it in a very light-hearted way, but you know, sometimes it's true. It's not easy. I'm telling you, you got to watch your own mind. You stay with somebody for a while, you see how you get conditioned. Can you come out unconditioned? It's not easy. We are all Abhimanyus. We only know how to enter. We don't know how to come out. Do you come out of each and every experience of yours as the same person? Then you are a Mahatma. Without even a trace of vasana. So therefore, a lot of people think Vedanta is against entry. Who said that? Vedanta is against entry means Vedanta is not a subject that is to be even contacted. Vedanta is not against entering. Vedanta is only trying to say, prepare before entering. So that you come out the same fellow.
But we keep on getting conditioned. So many colors, layers of masks.
You know what is the meaning of personality? Persona?
Meaning wearing masks. We all wear masks. And we have been seeing ourselves in the mirror with those masks. So we have forgotten how we look. And now we are terrified of how we look. We do not want to see that. We have no capacity to see that, but that's my reality. And we all live in a fake world. That is the truth. That's called persona. Persona means mask. And so many masks. When you came into this universe, you have no mask. So much coloring happens. Ganges River starts in Himalaya. Ends up in near Bengal. So much of coloring happens. Same thing is happening to us. By the time the body perishes, so many colouring levels. Why can't we be just as pure as we were in the earth? That's all Vedanta says. Vedanta is not saying don't flow. Please flow, but try to have that capacity to retain your freshness, your unconditioned existence. That is living. Inside without getting unconditioned, but externally adapting to the conditioning is an art. Each city has its own flavor. You've got to understand that. Be there. Understanding that the cross section of gunas over there. And accordingly you play the role. But you come back without getting colored by that guna. Retain your originality. That's the point. That means you are a Mahatma, like Krishna. We only talk about a person going to various contacts. How can a spiritual person get into so many contacts?
Because you have misunderstood everything spiritually. Who said you cannot go through? But the point is, you got to come back without any attachment. Somebody asked,
can I smoke? He said, please. You want to? But after smoking, cigarettes will not be in your mind. Then smoke. That is difficult. That's why you cannot get it. Then why get into it? That is the point. So, the moth gets attracted by the candlelight. And that attraction, now you got to remember verse number 62, 63 of chapter 2. What did he talk about? Ladder of fall. How does the fall start? How does the fall start? Jnayato Vishayam Unsaha. Vishaya means object. I see an object and then go on thinking. I send my thought. First only one thought goes. But continue to go. First continue to go. Then what happens? It forms attachment. Jnayato Vishayam Unsaha Sangat Teshu Pada. Becomes a Sangat. Sangha, Sanjayate, Kamaha. Desire. From attachment comes? Desire. Kama, Bodo, Desire. Agitation, anger. Desire. Krodha, Bhavati, Sammoha. Total delusion. Sammoha, Smriti, Vibhraha. When you are in delusion, all the advice given by Smriti is gone. Whatever you studied, from LKG onwards till date, gone. That's what he means, Smriti Brahmaha. Smriti Brahmsha Buddhinata. You cannot think. Buddhinata Brahmsha. That's all. Once Buddhi is gone, everything is gone. So the moth sees the candle light and gets attracted. And what happens? Destruction. Same way, these people, they are heroes, so-called heroes, you know. They are not really heroes. Who is a hero? One who is able to control his desires and deliver is a hero. Not one who is led by his desires. All those industries which mushroomed, which were led by desire, perished. The faster they go, the faster they reach. Simply greed. The reason for the perishing is greed. You see. That's all. So that's what he's saying here. As the many, as moths with great speed enter into the brilliant fire of destruction. Anything constructive is not attractive. Anything destructive is attractive. That is the question. Sita sees the other Sita sees the golden deer. And when anything looks nice, don't be careful. Actually, you don't need to be at all. In math also, when you do math, they say fundamentals, steps. You can never go wrong. You fall. Isn't it? But we want to plow the steps, we want to plow the fundamentals. Obviously, you will suffer. So when the foundation is strong, and the fundamentals are strong, the takeoff may take time, but it will be a clear success path. Other one will look nice, but plunge. fly by night operators. But many companies are finished like that. We know that in India also, not good. And if you go and read, it's just greed. It's a sustain. Companies, then analyze the companies which are continuing for so many years, 100 years, 200 years. Analyze. What is the secret? And when you see, they were never been like number one, number two, like, but they are there. For a while, there must be a thing like that going on, like a good swing. Because the fundamentals are in place. So this is what he is saying. They have called for their own desire. They are running because the desire is leading them. They are calling themselves the CEOs, but CEOs are supposed to be leading. But what are they leading? They are being led. They are not leading. They are being led. So, even so, people enter with great speed. Great speed into your mouth for destruction. All running into you like moth, like villain. Jesus, I am terrified. This is the picture that Juna is talking about. Next verse. Delikyate gratamanas samanta. Delikyate gratamanas samanta. Lokan samagran vadanaijvaladbihi. Lokan samagran vadanaijvaladbihi. Tejobirapurya jagat samagram. Tejobirapurya jagat samagram. Vasastavogra pratapanti Vishnu. Vasastavogra pratapanti Vishnu. देविक्यते ग्रसमानः समन्ता लोकान् समग्रान् वदनै ज्वलद्भिः तेजो विरापूर्य जगत् समग्रं वासस्तवोग्रा प्रतपन्ति विष्णो. This is another fascinating verse. It is from the ordinary mortal's point of view. You spoke.
He said, they are all following desires and hurriedly entering death. Now, you as a supreme being, from that level is saying, what are you doing? Swallowing them all. Swallowing all the people on every side. Like, river is entering into the ocean from all sides. And the river is, sorry, the ocean is swallowing them. So like the ocean, you are swallowing all them. With the flaming mouth, you are licking this.
Delicious. Licking means what?
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction means what? Law is functioning. After passing the judgment, the judge doesn't get up and dance. Judgment is past. Satisfaction that he has delivered the judgment with true honesty and as the merit of the case. That's what he says. You are licking. That's even frightening. Because we have grown up with this conditioning. God is all mercy. In fact, a lot of people ask me, in that 2004, 3 or 4 tsunami came, 4 I guess. Which was the question I did ask? How can there be tsunami and this is proving that there is no God? This is proving there is God. But you are doing so much nonsense. Tsunami has to happen. So much, you understand? This is, can nothing to do with God and not God. This fellow, I don't know from where they get this idea.
Tsunami is happening, therefore there is no God. If God is there, how can tsunami happen? There is all this massive earthquakes.
What do you mean? See, we are so gods that it has to happen in a concentrated area, then we become the world. Every day millions of people die.
every day it's happening. It's just not happening, it's spread out everywhere. Small children are dying. Isn't it? Everywhere it's happening. But it's happening scattered. But when it happens concentrated in a particular place, because we are so graft, we are subtle, you will understand, my God. This is going on. I do not want to get unnecessarily involved here. Give it due, not more than that. Not a black market value. Let it move within the movement, but without God. So lately she has said, Vishnu, you are swallowing them from all sides whenever they come. You are not getting involved at all. See, this is what you need to understand. Everything is governed by law, and the law has left it to you to govern yourself, whether to obey the law or go against the law and get hammered. That's the beauty of God. He is absolute freedom and He has given you that freedom to make yourself or mar yourself. You are the architect of your fortune, you are the architect of your misfortune. He left it to you. Put the system in place, left it to you to live your life. So He is licking, meaning satisfied. That dharma is functioning. Tomorrow if Arjuna happens to be on the adharma side, he will not have any hesitation to meet out the same end to Arjuna. But he meets the total loss. Remember verse number 7 and 8. Chapter 4. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanit bhavati bharat yuttanam adharmasya. Do you know those verses? 7 and 8. Adatmanam sijami yaha paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya sadhishkutam dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavami yudhi. Same thing that will happen. Any number of times you try. You come backwards, forwards, whichever way you come. If you have 500 rupees, it will be 500 only. It will never be closer. It's because you counted it 25 times. It will be 25 times more. Isn't it? Large amount. And the law is no sides. Does it take this side or that side? And therefore is it you are licking. Like after a nice meal. Your fears rays filling the whole world with radiance of burning Vaishnava. See, this is actually this is what happens. You know, a person with attachment meets a person with the total objectivity he is capable. He will immediately say, Vrsthana Kurani is here, Ruthless Kurani. He's scared. That's what is happening to Arjuna. That's scary, you know. Because he has no personal attachment. This is what you guys want to go. When you meet some people like that, you are scared. Because you want to constantly hold on to somebody. But these are your good friends. Why? Because they will not allow you to hold on to them. Not only that, they will also teach you to depend on yourself alone. But we want people who will teach you to be dependent on somebody. So we want gurus. So that we can hang on to them.
You do not want the guru who doesn't want you to be hanging around him or her. You don't think so, he is a guru. She is a guru, you understand? Because you, this is what happens. You want somebody to be hanging around. That's all. Just one stick. So they will constantly ring up and then chat. Are you okay? Okay, he said okay. Chalo, thik ho. She said okay. He said thik ho less, you know. Fine, in the path when confusions come, you need to clarify. But not overtly going and
getting stuck. Message is delivered, kill the messenger, kill Gandhi.
So, this is what he is saying. That fear Arjuna talks about now, what is the fear? Do you have emotions or not? Do you have or not?
That's the frightening part. Arjuna has it now. Because we are at that level where we say, okay, don't cry and all that stuff. And this is a punishment. There is no excitement even that Dharma is established. We can't move to the next. What kind of fellow is here? Does he really have any? So Heroes interview I read in magazine. He says he doesn't watch his own movies. For the matter of any movies, he doesn't have time. He doesn't watch his own movies. All the other fellows were doing is watching his movie. He says, play the role, it's over. Now I'm playing something and I'm going on working. That is how world functions, if you see. If you see the world, how does it function? Kala Chakra, does it wait for anybody? Keeps on moving. Isn't it? Keeps on moving. Now, just before the class, I was saying, how much degree? 56. Something was saying.
50 points.
Just few months before, four. Kala Chakra is moving. It is doing its job meticulously. Whether people grumble, people are happy, doesn't matter. It has to do its work. That's it. You have to follow that. That is the lesson we have to learn from this verse. So he's saying, you are licking, and it's terrifying to me. How can it be there's so many people coming and you are satisfied? I'm satisfied also not in the positive sense. Just going about. This came. The fear is raised, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Fear means mind. When the mind is quenched by knowledge, there will be no fear.
When knowledge is not quenching the mind, then the mind will have fear. Wherever there is mind, there will be fear. That's why we need to quench the mind with knowledge. Why do we say gain the knowledge? By gaining this knowledge, mind will be quenched. Nothing else. Filling the whole world with radiance, a burning of Vishnu. Next.
Akya hi me ko bhavanugra rupah. नमोस्तुते देव वर प्रसीद विज्ञातुमिच्छामि भवन्तमाध्यम् नहि प्रजानामि तव प्रवृत्तिम् आज्ञाहि मे को भवानुग्ररूपः नमोस्तुते देव वर प्रसीद विज्ञातुमिच्छामि भवन्तमाध्यम् नहि प्रजानामि तव प्रवृत्तिम्
Make known to me who you are. He's telling Arjuna, he's telling Lord Krishna. make known to me who you are. Who are you, Vishnu? Because he only knew Arjuna, only knew Krishna as his friend, playmate. Both of them together have done nonsense. He didn't know who this. Suddenly, you know, now he is asking, hey, make known to me who you are. Fierce in form, terrifying form. Who is terrified? A guy who's met, who's seen so many battles, so many people die, he is terrified. You understand? Somebody who's been in the battle from childhood is now suddenly terrified. That shows something, right? He's not terrified before, now suddenly he's woken up. What is all this? So that's what he's saying here. It's terrifying, I'm terrified. Fears in form. Salutation to you, O Supreme God. Salutation to you, O Supreme God. The haughty head is bowing down to you. Knowledge hits your head. The flow is unbearable. Your head will automatically bow. What is my contribution compared to the contribution of you? Simply sharp. He will tell you, correct? Salutation to you. In other words, your action will have that grace of surrender. That is then it becomes art. When would the action become art? When it is mixed with grace. Is that it's artistic? Somebody hits. It's artistic. Hitting a shot. It's an artistic. Samantha Kula is hitting. Nothing artistic about it. You see, ball is not even going to the bowler. It's not just that this and ball. It's so artistic. Crisp. Because other people are thinking, I must hit six. Just resolve is ego temporarily. Close, good. So he's saying, you know, this whole thing after seeing salutation to me, firstly going down. All my achievements are running. He's understanding. Have mercy. He's pleading for mercy. Have mercy. I desire to know you. I want to know who you are. What is all this? Worldly things doesn't excite me anymore. I want to know who you are. The primeval, the ultimate, the source. I know not indeed your purpose. What is your purpose? Why all this is happening? Suddenly he is asking this question. Why this tamasha? Why so many people are going into this and so many people are going, being born? All this tamasha, what is the purpose? What is your purpose? He is asking that question. And salutation to you. Salutation to you. Salutation. There will be a verse coming. He says salutation. Front, back, sidewards, this word, that word. Everywhere salutation. Which means, he says, it's impossible to live without that feeling of surrender. Once you gain that knowledge, thereafter there is no need for you to exclusively go and do a surrender in a mosque or church or temple. Your whole life is surrender. This is what is symbolized by, you see in South India, these Brahmins, whether it is Shaivites or Vaishnavites. Shaivites means horizontally they put the stripes, Vaishnavites means vertically. Whichever clan they belong to, the whole body they put there. You see, especially men, don't be wearing shirt, only dhoti. All body will be having that, stripes. You see, what does it mean? Not fashion show going on there. What it means is, there is nowhere Bhagavan is not there. Everything is Bhagavan. Total surrender. That's what he's talking about. Salutation to you, O God. please have mercy. I am not able to understand this. What is the purpose of all this tamasha going on? I want to understand. I desire to know you. The primal, the source. Because all along now I have been running after fruits. I didn't bother about source. Now I surrender. None of these fruits are important. All the fruits that you are collecting now will be taken away. It won't be buried or cremated with you. Only you will be cremated or buried alone. So therefore, what is the point? I might as well know the source now. I should know the source. So, I know not indeed your purpose. Who are you? What are you doing? Why all this happening? What is the purpose of the whole totality? See, we only think and all the time think from our angle. Each one of us viewing the world from our angle. But you have to come out of that and see the world objectively. But objectivity as well has been lacking. Now suddenly he is gaining that objectivity, so he is not able to understand it. Now tell me objectively what is the whole thing. Now we will conclude here today. But the real verse that is to be studied in this chapter is verse 33. You have done for 31. So 33 will do next. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
सकलं परस्महि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.
हरिओम.